Okay, we're going to give a shiur today. L'chvod Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, being Erev Rosh Hashanah, and hopefully to get us a little bit into the spirit, we're going to have a shiur first in halacha, and then in some agada, drash, a little chizuk, about what shofar, or one of the angles and components of what shofar is about. If you look at source number one on the Mar Makoma sheets, so we're going to open the sugya with the Mishnah on Daf Chaf. Vav, I'm a Beis Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah there begins as follows: Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is shel Yoel Pasher. It's an ibex straight shofar, non bent shofar, upin mitu bezal, and the mouthpiece is covered with gold. Ushtei chatzotos minatzadim and two trumpets on either side of the shofar. Shofar marich, the shofar will be longer, v'chatzotos mekatzos, and the chatzotos will be shorter. Shemitzvahs hayom b'shofar. Rabosai, before I begin shiur, I'm sorry, one just parenthetical note. Last year, the yeshiva learned Maseches Rosh Hashanah after Pesach. And I was in America for Pesach. My brother-in-law got married. That's when I met Benji Shabta, actually. She just came to our shiur. It's all ben hashamayim. It's all coming together. Anyway, to make a long story a little short, I came late to yeshiva because the wedding was... The first day of this man was the wedding in Baltimore. So I came a little late to yeshiva. Rav Eliezer began shiur for me. The yeshiva started on this Mishnah, but I wasn't able to give shiur on this Mishnah last year because Rav Eliezer gave shiur. And when I came back to yeshiva, I didn't want to give shiur again. I want to give shiur on. So I skipped this last year in shiur. So I'm thankful to Hashem that I could give shiur on this now. I missed it last time, but now I can give a shiur that I wanted to give then, but I didn't have a chance to give then and give it now. So it's all, it's the Yad Nishmai. Anyway, the Mishnah says as follows. According to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, you blow the shofar and Hashanah of a Yoel Pashut. Let's skip down to the Mishnah just because of time. Says the Mishnah, last two lines of the Mishnah, Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Tokim Mishel Zacharim. Yehuda says, no, Rosh Hashanah you use as Zacharim. What's Zacharim? A ram? Good. With a Yovelos Mishel Ye'elim, and Yovel you use a Yoel. What's Yovel? When on Yovel? Yom Kippur of Yovel, the Torah says, Va'avarta shofar tshuva b'chodesh ha'shvi. You have to blow a shofar in the seventh month. Yom HaKippurim ta'avir shofar b'chol ha'artzachem. And therefore, there's a mitzvah tzkiyah shofar in Yovel, a mitzvah tzkiyah shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah is now trying to figure out, and the Gemara as well, what kind of shofar do we use when? When do we use a straight shofar? When do we use a... A bent shofar. The Gemara now explains. That says the Gemara as follows. I'm Rabbi Levi. Mitzvah shavosh Hashanah v'shem HaKippur mekfufin. And Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah. What does mitzvah imply? L'chadchila. It implies l'chadchila. It's a mitzvah. It's preferable to use a bent shofar on Rosh Hashanah. V'shal kol Hashanah. But the rest of the year, you're supposed to use b'kefufin. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, Rosh Yom Kippur Mekfufin, Rosh Kol Hashanah Mepshutin. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur use a bent shofar, says Rabbi Levi, and then the rest of the year you use a straight one. Asks the Gemara, Akasha and Rabbi Levi was Namora from our Mishnah, Vatnan. Rabbi Levi, you can't argue on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Yoel Pashut. Aye, the Mishnah says, what kind of shofar is Rosh Hashanah? A what? Aye. Hey, straight one, right? Not a bent one. Answers the Gemara. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Who damar ki aitana? The Tana Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rosh Hashanah, are you talking b'shal zecharim kefufin? Who v'yovlos b'shal ye'elim? So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, and on Rosh Hashanah, you blow with a what? With a bent shofar. And on Yovel, you blow the straight one. Says the Gemara, let him just say that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, let him say Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Lema, Hilchas like Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Gemara, no. E Amris, if he were to say that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, Havami, I would have said Afilu Shal Yovel Nami Ki Rabbi Yehuda Sfirli. Even regarding Yovel, he would be limited and locked into Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And on Yovel, you have to use a what? You have to use a straight one. He doesn't want to be locked into that. Kamash Malan. This is background. Says the Gemara, thank you, Yosef. Says the Gemara as follows. B'mai kamiflegi. What is the machlokes here regarding what shofar you use? And here's where the sugya begins. Marsa b'Rosh Hashanah kama dekaya v'nish daite tfei male. Rabbi Yehuda holds that on Rosh Hashanah, the more bent over you are, the better it is. V'yom HaKippurim But on Yom Kippur, kama the pashit inish daite tvei mali. The more straight you are, the more non bent you are, the better. Umar saver. And the other one opinion holds for Rosh Hashanah, kama the pashit inish daite tvei mali. The better, the more you're straight on Rosh Hashanah, the better it is.
What do you mean bend on Rosh Hashanah?
We'll see in 1 second. Uvi Yom Kippurim, kama the chayif inish daite tvei mali. Comes along Rashi and breathes light into this. What's the machlokas over here? Who cares whether you're bent or whether you're straight? What's it all about? Where is it coming from? And here's where the sugya is going to begin about the nature of the mitzvah of shofar Rosh Hashanah. Zok the Hilig of Rashi as follows: Eyes in the prize. Says Rashi, coming to Kaya Finish, betfiloso, in his prayer, panav kivushin laaretz, his head is bent over into the ground. Tfei, the more that is, adif, it's better. Mishim v'hayu eni. Enai v'libi sham, my eyes and my heart are there. Hilkach b'Rosh Hashanah de l'tfila u'lahaskir akidas Yitzchak ba. Since the shofar is coming as a form of tfila and to remind Hashem Yisbarach of the akedah, ba'inan kfufim, it has to be a bent shofar. The yovlo shein likro dror, and yovlo, which is to send everybody free, pshutin. He doesn't hold the Gzeira Shava between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. That's the first opinion of the Gemara, the more bent. And what's the other opinion of the Gemara? Says the Gemara, says Rashi, last Rashi on the page, Kama the Kayif, Kama the Pashat Tvei Adif, Mishum Nisal of Aveinu Al Kapayim. Why straight? What's Nisal of Aveinu Al Kapayim? We want to lift up our hearts to Al Kapayim, to our hands, El Kel Bashamayim, to Hashem in the Shamayim, that's the Pasuk in Eicha, Hilkach Barosh Hashanah, Bepshutin. There's a different form of tefillah. There's a tefillah that's a bent over tefillah, that's a cuff of tefillah, and there's a tefillah that's a what? That's a pasha tefillah. On both sides, what's emerging from this Gemara is the following very important idea. Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is not stam a mitzvah. It's not just like a random thing, like I wear tzitzis. It's not just to blow the shofar. There's a component, there's an element, a very important element of what in the shofar? Tefillah. The shofar is a form of prayer. It's a prayer without words. We'll talk about exactly what kind of prayer it represents in a little while when we get to the Agada part. But shofar is tefillah. How important is this tefillah? Turn over the page, please, to source number 2, the Rambam. The Rambam writes, take a look. Mitzvah Zaseh Shel Torah. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa that's going to happen on Thursday morning, Birzus Hashem. Mishmoa Truas HaShofar Rosh Hashanah. To hear the sounding of the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shenemar. Yom Teruah Yelachem, says the Rambam. What kind of shofar? The shofar shetokim bo bein b'rosh Hashanah bein b'yovel hu keren hakivasim hakavuf. It's got to be a what? It's got to be a bent sheep horn. V'chol ak shofaros psulin chutz mikeren hakeves. And every other shofar that you use, as the Rambam, is puzzle. You got to use bent. Says the Raivan on the Rambam, right on the side of the page, bracket and row for you. Hasagas a Raivan. Look in the Raivan there. Nechol Hashofros Psulim Chutz Mikeren Hakeves. Amar Avram. Says the Avram, the Raivan. Says the Raivan the following thing. Hifriz al midosav. What does that mean, Hifriz al midosav? He's gone wild, the Rambam. The Rambam has lost it. He's gone off the deep end. Why? Why is he so excited? What's wrong with Ram Psak? Did we ever see anywhere in the Mishnah or in the Gemara that an opinion holds that you only can use a bent shofar?
No.
The best, the closest we got was a Levi who said that what? There's a mitzvah. What does mitzvah mean? Mechat, mechanchila. Who in the world ever said that to blow the bent shofar is ma'akiv b'dyevet? Says the Raivin. Look inside the Lashon HaRaivin. Hifriz al midosav, ela mitzvah bekvufin. It's dandy. It's nice. It's good to use a water bent shofar. If I'm talking about Yael, if I use a straight one, yotz, of course I'm yotzing. But the Rambam goes, I hold, no. Rambam holds that a bent shofar is ma'akiv. You must use a bent shofar, says the Rambam. Why? Because this component of tefillah, which is represented more by the bent shofar, Rambam is what? Is ma'akiv, according to the Rambam. It's not just a nice thing. Shofar and tefillah go hand in hand. Everyone's happy. No, the tefillah of the shofar Abosai is ma'akev. It's an essential part of the shofar itself. Let's move on. Proof number one: the type of shofar. What kind of shofar do I use? I use a bent shofar. a ben shofar is symbolic of tefillah. The Rambam holds that's ma'akev in tkiya shofar. Number one. Please turn to the next source, source number three. I'm not sure how much of the sources we got through on the Malkoma today, but we'll do it. We'll try to get through it now together. Be'ezrat Hashem. Says the Mishnah on source number three, the Mishnah, in the previous Amud of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Chavav Min Aleph. Kol ha-shofaros k'sherim chut mi shel para. Every shofar is fine, you can use it except for that of a para. What's a para? A cow. Why is a cow not good? Mipnei shu keren. Because it's not a shofar, what is it? It's a horn. The Torah says you have to blow a shofar. And therefore, a cow's horn is not good. Amar Rabbi Yossi, it says Rabbi Yossi to the Tanakam of the Mishnah, the Chachamim, V'alo kol ha-shofaros nikru keren. All shofars are called keren, shenemar, b'mishoch, b'keren ha-yovel. You blow the horn of the yovel. And the Torah calls clearly a shofar what? A keren. So Rabbi Yossi is asking on Rabbi, on the Chachamim, why are you telling them we're limited to what? To blow it, you can't blow part of why? Because it's called a keren. Every shofar is called a keren as well. The Gemara, which I didn't ask you to see, begins with a very, very penetrating question on Rabbi Talmud Chacham, on Tanakam. Look at the first line of the Gemara. Shaper come Rabbi Yossi. Shaper come Rabbi Yossi. What does it mean? What's Shaper?
Good.
It's good. Come Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is saying good. Saying good. Why is he saying good? He's right! So they're all called the one, they're all called a
Karen.
So why is there a button impossible to show for the part? So the Gemara has a few opinions. I want to learn the other opinion of Ula. It's bracket law for you now in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ula Amar, I need to try with the. This is the reason the Rabbanan say you can't use a shofar of a parah. Why not? Gedalia. Kid Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Chizda, Mipnei Ma'in, Kohen Gadol, Nichnas, the big day is all, the Fnai, the Fnim, La Avoda, Avoda, Avoda. Why does the Kohen Gadol never enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim wearing what color clothes? What kind of clothes? Big day. Zav, he never wears golden garments when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why not? Says the Gemara, Lefisha in Kategor Nasa Sanega. What does that mean? It means the prosecutor can't become the defendant. What's the prosecutor over here? What's prosecuting against the Israel? The Chayta Ege, which is made out of gold, is correct. And what is the defendant over here? Who's defending on our behalf? The Kohen Gadol. It's not appropriate for him to walk into the Kodesh HaKadosh and trying to defend on behalf of the whole B'nai Yisrael. If what? He's ready to beat this up. Says the Gemara, look inside. Really? Below? Va'ika dampar. But you bring what? You bring the blood of a par. What's a par?
A cow.
What's the eagle?
Cow.
The child of a
cow.
So what, you bring the dam of a par? It's a calf. So that's a lot. Why is that? That's the Gemara. No, that's not so bad. Why? Hold the Ishtani, Ishtani. Listen, it's already blood. You know, it got shechted. It's changed a little bit. What if it's changed to a blood state and not the actual state? It's okay.
It says anything about the gold,
though.
It's not in cow's.
It's gold. It's gold, though. Same gold. It's the Zelda gold. You know what Zelda means?
Same.
Gold. Gold is gold is gold. How many carats was it? It's the same gold, buddy. Says the Gemara. Vayika Aron the Kapoires, Ukruv. What was the Aron plated with?
Gold.
The Kapoires, gold. The Kruvim, pure gold. Solid gold. Says the Gemara, Chote Bal Yakriv Kamina. What does that mean? The sinner can't what? Can't bring it. A person shouldn't bring something that was used for a sin. Aye, says the Gemara. Vayika kaf u'machta. There's what's a kaf? A spoon. What's a machta? A shovel. What are they made out of?
Gold.
And they're using in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, no problem. Chote bal yisnaya karmina. What that really means is that a person should not be adorned with it by it when he goes inside. And that's not adorning at all. Says the Gemara, here we go. Here's the punchline. Vayika, big day. Zav, mibachot. I'm sorry, Vayika, big day, Zav.
Aye.
He's wearing what? Big day, Zav. And he's wearing them. He's adorned with them. Says the Gemara, that's mibachot. That's outside. Mibifnim, kamrina. We're talking about only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, shofar nami b'chutzu. And where are you blowing the shofar, pray tell?
Where are you blowing the shofar? Not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's the problem using the shofar of a para?
Says the Gemara. Here's the punchline. No. Kevan de Zikaron, who? Since it's coming, the Zikaron. Kibifnim dummy. It's as though it's being blown where?
In the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Why?
Because it's meant, look at Rashi.
Says Rashi, Kevan de Zikaron. Asi says Rashi. Shofar nami aval gav the less they mishum choti val yakir the less they mishum choti val yisnae kevan de lezikaron kaasi since it's coming to bring the our remembrance before Hashem ki big day kohen gadol shel lefnim dam
Abosai listen to our salvatrix that's how on the Shiddus Gemara so beautifully what image does this conjure up in our mind without feeling? What's a person supposed to think about when he's davening? Bingo. Rabbi writes this, it's been down in Shulchan Aruch. What's a person supposed to think in his mind? And where is he when he's davening? He's mechavim towards Yerushalayim. If he's zochel like we are brought up to be Yerushalayim, he's mechavim towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards the Makom HaKodesh HaKadoshim. That's the image, that's the goal, that's the end point, so to speak. So where tefillah is supposed to get us to. Says the Rav, that's all beautiful, that's what the Gemara means. But the Gemara says, that shofar is not a problem according to the Rabban of what? A blow, according to the Rabban, you can't blow the shofar apart. Why? Because ain't kategor nasa, which means I can't use a what? A gold shofar. I can't use the shofar of a what? A part because that's a reminder of the chetega. But the principle of the Gemara only applies to bechutz. And shofar is not bifnim.
But
because. Says the Gemara, no, shofar is bifnim also. Why? Since it's coming as a form of. Tefillah, a tefillah with kavana. The same way when I'm mechavim in the davening, I'm supposed to mechavim towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So too, when I blow the shofar, there's a certain tefillah, a certain prayer that's being uttered again without words. No words involved, but it's a tefillah, and therefore it's appropriate to apply the principle of what ein kategor nasa
sanegor. Let's move on to the next side of the page. Turn over the page, please. We're doing great. Number five. Source number five is a fascinating proof again that the Rav brings. Beautiful idea. The din is, as Mr. Mechaber writes in Simon Taf Kuf Peiches, Siv Beis, Shama Tesha Tekios Petesha Shos Payom Yatsa. I hear nine sounds during nine parts of the day. I am Yotze. Fantastic. Look at the Ashkacha. Comes over to Mr. Brewer and says, not so fast.
I hear a sound 8 o'clock in the morning. I hear another sound 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm doing great so far. What happens if then an onus comes up? What kind of onus? If you both help me on this mushroom, but I'll try to keep you awake a little bit. Someone has an accident. And there's excrement, unfortunately. This person has an accident in front of me. Now I, quote unquote, I can't blow shofar now. When the accident is cleaned up, am I allowed to continue with blast number 3, or must I go back to the beginning of the set? What's the halacha? What's the halacha, rabbis?
You have to read it.
Paskin for me, please. Mr. Brewer brings Magen Avraham. You have to go back to where?
The beginning of the set.
Again, if everything goes dandy, I hear one sound at tequila at 9 o'clock, another one at 10 o'clock, I hear nine sounds all day, that's great. But! If what? If there's no onus that happens in the middle and it breaks it up, I gotta start from the beginning. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Beri Halacha, please look inside this beautiful lashon. And it's like almost a dance, it jumps out at you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, look inside, please. Shama Teja Tekiyo, it says bracket it off you on the right hand side and the bottom of the side of the page. Ayin Mashaka Sav, look at what we wrote. Mishnah Berurah, linen mifsik machmas onus. If a person was stopped hearing the shofar because of an onus, says the Mishnah Berurah, kashali. I don't get the Magen Avraham. The Fima Shechri Rav Magen Avraham b'simin samachay shalol lahachmir behifsik machmas onus elayim came kishay onus to the guf hadavar. The only time an onus is a problem if the onus is in the thing itself. For example, what's an example? Kigon shalol yadam roy machmas guf naki. His body wasn't physically able to recite with something. Oh, shaloya hamakom roi. Or the place wasn't clean. Shaloya naki. In kain lechora lo shayach zerak betfila. That's only relevant where? By tefillah, by davening.
or by Birkas Hamazon, or by benching, Uva Hallel, or by Hallel, Umegillah, Shall call upon him, Usr Lahaskir Sham, Vilayim Adivay Torah. I can't say Divay Torah if the place is dirty. I can't say Hallel, place is dirty. I can't lean the Megillah, place is dirty. I can't say Kriyashma, place is dirty. However, Masha Inkim, but Kios, Shainarak Maisa Mitzvah. What is blowing a shofar? Am I saying anything? No. What am I doing? I'm doing a mitzvah. Ask the Mishnah Berurah on the Bar Halacha. Ve'echad matzina she'asa l'kayim mitzvah k'shegufo eino naki. Oh, makom she'eino naki. Where do you find the rule? Not Moisa. Where do you find the rule? And you can't perform a mitzvah if the place isn't clean. I can't shake a lulav if it's not a clean place. Who told you so? Shaddai! Who told you so? Nobody. You know why I told you? Because it ain't true, says Mishnah Berurah. Why would Mother Mom stay over here and if an onus happens over here and I can't blow the shofar anywhere after I'm beginning? Why do you have to go back over here and ask the Mishnah Berurah? Look inside. Ve'echad matzino she'asa l'kayim mitzvah k'shegufo eino naki o makom she'eino naki. Hayim asa l'ilbosh talis shel dalet kanfos. Can I not wear a talis that has four corner garments? K'shegufo a makom eino naki. But my body is unclean. Lo matzino kein b'shem makom. V'tzarech iyud, says Mishnah Berurah. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why is it that you gotta repeat it again? It's a mitzvah. What will be the answer, Bosai, based on what we were saying until now? Who's listening to this year? What's the answer according to what we said? How can we answer Mr. Boot's question? It's exactly like tefillah. The person's in an unclean area, did he daven?
No.
Well, the shofar is just a regular, ordinary ma'aseh mitzvah. Mr. Brewer is 100% right. Says of salvation so beautifully. It's not true. Shofar is tefillah. And being the fact that shofar is tefillah, Losai, so therefore, Mr. Brewer is perfect. Magadam is perfect. I can't go ahead and say tefillah in a place that's unclean. I can't as well blow the shofar in a place that's unclean. That's source number 5. We have 3 more sources and we're done. I'm going to do most of it outside because of the time. Source number 6 is a fascinating source. We'll just do number 6 inside, and then we'll do 7 and 8 outside, and then we'll get to the Shmuz Be'ezus Hashem. Says the Rif in source number 6, found on what daf in the page of the Rif? What page? What page? Daf Yudah Be'ez in the page of the Rif? Sounds good. What does he say? Look inside, on top of the page. Nimtza. It comes out. Achshav, Shetokim, we blow. Tashrat, Gimel Pamim. Tekiah, Shvarim, Truah, Tekiah, 3 times. How many is that? How many altogether is that? 3 times 4 is? Right, very good. And the token, Tashrat, Gimel Pamim, we blow. Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah, 3 times is how many? 3 times 3 is? 9, very good. The token, Tarat, Gimel Pamim, 3 times 3 is 9 again. What's 12 plus 9 plus 9?
30.
30 is, that's the source for 30 kolos. The Nagua on the Togan Kashem Yoshvin. The minhag is, we make those brachos. We blow the shofar, the first 30 sounds, when we're sitting. What does sitting mean? We're sitting down in shul? No. What does it mean? What's sitting mean? It means we're not what? We're not in Shmona. That's right, it's not part of Tefillah, not part of Hadashat. Umavarkan Aleim, Birchas Atzkiya. We make the bracha on these sounds. Umavnesha Atzibur Tzvichin Lashmoa Atzkiya Salseira Brachos. And since is an additional component of hearing the sounds of shofar, not only tkiyos dime yusham, but also tkiyos dime umad, which means the one that you say standing is when I say I gotta hear those sounds as well. So comes along the riff and says, what do you do? Listen carefully. Nafika chosim v'tokin asirah brachos. That's why we blow again during Shmon Esrei. Where is that? Second to last line. Tashrat pamachas. V'tashat pamachas, v'tarat pamachas. Uvedinu, she took it on Sana Sidah Abrachos, Kasir Saku Kshen Yoshvin, Elakevan, turn the page over. Shabrachos, Ein Me'akvos, Tatkios, Arayotzi, Dechavasan, Be'osan, Chitaku Kshen Yoshvin, Dailam, Etzko, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, Asir Abrachos, Pamachas, Shlola, Triach, Tzibor, Vechain Aminag, Bechol Olam, Vishdia Yeshiva.
What's the minhag in the Olam? It's not a minhag. Average now is it'll go actually 10, 10, 10. 10 for Malchios, 10 for Rabbonos, 10 for Shokos. But the minhag in the yeshivos, that the Rif brings down over here, the fact that they blew Tashrat for Malchios, Tashat for Zich, Rabbonos, and Tarat for Shokos. How many all together? 4, 3, and 3 is?
4, 3, and 3 is? 10.
Are they ever the Yotze 9 tequilas by any one of Malchios, Rabbonos, and Shokos? The answer is? No, this is very strange. And all the Rishonim say, what are you doing? What kind of business is this? What are you accomplishing by doing this? Alright, the halach is you gotta blow how many, the Torah says you have to blow how many sounds? Yom Teruah Yelach Av. Why don't you get to 30? How do you get to 30? You should blow 9. It would be a much shorter davening if you only blew 9 sounds. How do you get to 30? The answer is we're not sure what which word the Torah means. So it says Yom blank Yalachem. What's the blank? Yom Trua. What's a Trua? Is a Trua a Shavarim or is a Trua a Trua? We're not sure. So what do? We blow all different options. We blow Tekia, Shavarim, Trua, Tekia in case it's both. We blow Tekia, Shavarim, Shavarim, Tekia in case it's Shavarim only. And blow Tekia, Trua, Tekia in case it's only Trua. So ask everybody on the Shita, on the Bnei Yeshiva Shita, Yeshivas! What are you doing? You're not accomplishing anything. What are you blowing for? Just to make noise? If you have to blow the 30 sounds, you're not doing that at all. What are you accomplishing? So come along, Rabban. This is the last source of the thing. I'm not going to go through inside now because there's no time. But I'll just tell you outside what the Rabban says. Says the Rabban as follows. Dr. Rabban, you're right. You were Yotze in the midst of Shofar already with the 30 kolos before. You started out from Esrei. What's the nature of these kolos? What are these kolos? There were 30 kolos of what? On the mitzvah of? Shofar. What now? Other kolos that are what? Just to accompany the what? To accompany the? Tefillah. These are tekilos that are not bound to the regular rules of what? Of the halachos of tekiyah shofar. You know why? They're not regular shofar. Because as we learned, Rabbosai, until now, there's two components of shofar. There's the mitzvah of shofar, a mitzvah like shaking a lulav, like lighting Shabbos candles. There's a mitzvah of shofar, and then there's a mitzvah that what? There's an element of tefillah in the shofar. The tefillah of the shofar is not bound to the regular rules of tekiyah shofar. So it's fine that in the Bnei Yeshivos they did 4 and 3 and 3. It was just a reminder that with the tefillos comes the shofar, because the shofar and the tefillah are inextricably bound, but it's not subject as Ramban to the regular rules of shofar. One last thought before we close this part of shir. A fascinating thought. Any spider in the room? Mm-hmm. Any other spider in the room? You got 3, you got a 4th? Beautiful. Okay. Spider, no pressure. Sfaradim, before you blow shofar, what bracha do you make? Sfaradim?
I'll take care. This one blow shofar, yeah.
Sfaradim?
Yeah. Here. Yeah. Sorry.
What do you say? Are you sure that's what you say?
Pretty sure. You don't say the bracha on the shofar, you say the bracha on the sound.
Sfaradim also do that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what shofar you use, that's why you didn't have to shofar again.
I'm not mistaken, I'm not a Sfaradim. I think the Sfarim is out to Tekiyat Shofar. You don't make both, that's for sure. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim, what bracha to make on Shofar. Do you make Lishmoa Kol Shofar, which is the middle of Ashkenazim, or do you make, I think, out to Tekiyat Shofar? And it's machlokes whether the mitzvah is to blow the Shofar or to hear the Shofar. I both say, it's an obvious question. Look in the Gemara, see what the Gemara says. What's the answer? The Gemara doesn't say. And that's very perplexing, because you have 35 pages of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and not once in those pages will you find a Mitzvah of the Bracha on Mitzvah Shofar. And why? Why not? Why not? So comes along the Baal HaMor and says the following amazing thing, right? Afel, Shlita told us me last night in the car, and I was telling him what I was going to share today. Said the Baal HaMor, you know why? Because historically, there was never a Bracha on Shofar by itself. You know why? When was the mitzvah of shofar done? Only as part of what? Tefillah. It was Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros. The bracha that you made on Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros doubled for the bracha.
Shofar
is correct. Later, once they instituted, they have to blow shofar before you daven,
it also is to the bracha. That's the chumash in the Gemara. And we showed him what bracha to make. L'shmoa kol shofar, al tkiya shofar, because originally, in the original takana of shofar, it was so much linked. So much. They would say in Yiddish, tzugabundin. That's a real Yiddish. That was for you. Tzugabundin means linked and tied up so much to tefillah that there's no bracha apart from tefillah. The bracha of tefillah cover the bracha and shofar. Rabosai means totally inextricably bound. Rabosai, what did we learn today in the last half an hour of Rosh Hashanah? We learned something about shofar that perhaps we didn't really know until now, and we're going to expound upon it in a minute or two in the Shmuz. Let's just chazen the points very quickly. Numero uno, we learned there's a discussion about whether the shofar should be bent or straight, and we saw in Rashi in the Gemara and Chavav Mabez that both depends on tefillah, and the Rambam points out that we paskin the halacha l'maisa that you must use a bent shofar in order to be yotzei yechiyev because tefillah is so integral to shofar. That was point number one. Point number two we discussed was the Gemara that says that according to the Rabbanan you can't use the shofar of a
Okay.
Kara, because ain kateri or nasa sanegar. But that rule we asked in the Gemara only applies bifnim, and shofar is not bifnim. What's the answer? The Gemara says since it is coming with zikaron, it's kid bifnim. What does that mean? So we pointed out, the Rav pointed out beautifully. You connect that with the Rambam and the halacha that says that during tefillah a person is supposed to have in mind to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How beautiful and how fantastic it is. That's what a person is thinking about when a person hears the shofar. That's number two. Number three we saw just now. Then we saw how it would make sense why the Magen Avraham would say that if you were mafsik in the middle because of an ones, just like by tefillah, you're mafsik because of an ones, you have to go back to the beginning, so too over here, you have to go back to the beginning. And finally, the last point we saw was how can we explain the minhag of the Bnei Yeshivos, the minhag that they only blow tashat, tarat, tashat, tashrat, tashat, tarat, but not mekanetz of shofar. The answer is, you know, you're right, they were mekanetz of shofar earlier, says Ramban, but what? They wanted to just have a shofar that was accompanying the tefillah, because tefillah and shofar are so tight. And the last point we made is that would explain why this says the Balamor instead of Sachs. Explain this Balamor that what? That the reason why there's no bracha mentioned in the Gemara is because originally in the etzem takana of tekiyah shofar it was meant to be so much a part of the tefillah that the brachas of tefillah cover the bracha of shofar as well. Nowadays they blow shofar first, so we have to figure out Ashkenazim, Sephardim, Rif, Rambam, other Rishonim, what exactly the right bracha is on tekiyas shofar.
What does tefillah have to do with the shofar being bent? Like your da'atah has to be bent also.
Yeah, it's a reminder of you of your stature that you should the way you should compose and hold yourself on Rosh Hashanah.